Mr. Tillish, you had to come and represent four different groups, actually in opposition of the recycling operation. Let's get your stand on that.
This area is redevelopment. And there's about a $5 million curling facility that's been put down there, one of the finest in the world and the finest in the United States. You've got about a $5 million soccer complex going down there. And there's a development of a nature area and kayak launching area. And Junction Street is slated to be the north entrance to this 80 or 90 acre setup, which is not only used locally, but is used for regional, national, and even international tourism. And I just don't think in a good planning situation you'd ever say, let's put a scrap yard next to a 90 acre park slash recreational area. In addition, you have a historic cemetery, which is a park-like cemetery right there as well. So it's kind of a hangover from an old industrial use, and I just think that scrap yards are needed, and they're beneficial. I just think there's a whole lot of areas in the city of Wausau that would be better placed for scrap yards.
Quite a bit of the discussion was over whether it was a scrap yard or a collection site using an existing building. Would you have preferred to see it, number one, locate someplace else, and number two, perhaps take down that building for redevelopment?
I mean, you can take the building down, redevelopment. There's other purposes for the building. The proponent has called it a scrap yard. Now, today he redefined it and said, well, it's more of a collection area. But he had previously identified it as an area where they collect scrap and where his vision was to be a successful businessman and eventually process scrap there. Those were his words and his definitions.
But in his speech today at the council, apparently he changed direction.
That's what he says today. But any type of scrap collection, scrap processing, storage of junk vehicles, storage of scrap outside, the traffic, the noise, I just think there's a whole lot of better places for it than an entrance to a 90-acre park recreational tourism area.